Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph on top as we are talking in the Mishnah, discuss the cases of the kupos that when they are torim the kupos, they put it into three boxes, and the Mishnah Gemara said what size boxes. The Mishnah in Shabbos was quoted what size boxes was talking about there, so we said Yilmot Sasim Bin HaMeforesh. So we're going to do that again. And we're going to have a daf of Gemara today that we already had. Slight differences in Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Shabbos about the Dalet Kosos and about the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos in Leil HaSeder. So Tama Tanina, we start again with the similar idea of again Yilmot Sasim Min HaMeforesh. So Tama Tanina, the Mishnah says in Maseches Shabbos, as we know, the Malacha of Hotza'ah is discussed at length in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara says, Taman Tanina, which says in the Mishnah Shabbos, on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph here, Hamotzi Yain, Kedei Mezikas HaKos, if somebody takes out undiluted wine, so then, Kedei Mezikas HaKos, how much undiluted wine is one Chayev for Mishim Hotza'ah? Enough to dilute a cup with. Mezikas HaKos. And the days of old, it used to be a 1-to-4 ratio. The wine was one, and it was very strong, so therefore they used 3/4 water and 1/4 wine. And again, we're going to ask again, Reb Zira Shalas Reb Yoshia, Kamahu Shi'uran Shel Kos. What is the shear of the kos? It says, Kedei Mezikas HaKos. So what exactly is the shear of the kos? Just like we asked, what is the shear of the boxes in our Mishnah, the kupos, and the Mishnah in Shabbos. And so to here, we wonder. So just like the earlier Mishnah of Mefanin in Shabbos was learned out from Mishnah in Shkalim, so to here, as we will see, that we'll use a different source to be Megala on the Shir of Mezikas HaKos. The Malacha of Hotza'ah, as is reflected here, as we know, is the first Malacha discussed in Maseches Shabbos, and the largest Malacha, more Dafim were spent on Hotza'ah than any other Malacha. Why is Hotza'ah the first Malacha that is discussed in Maseches Shabbos in the Bavli and then in the Mishayos? Right? Why is it? It's Tosfos that asked that in the beginning of Maseches Shabbos. Why is that the first one? Hiksha Riva, the first Tosfos in Shabbos. The Dine Hotza'as Shabbos, Hoyelo Lashanos, Gabi Avos Malachos, Acha Paraklal Gadol, Lekamon. Right? The Mishnah later on in the seventh paragraph of Paraklal Gadol lists off the Lamites Malachos. So after that should have been the first Mishnah, Maseches Shabbos. Give me the Lamites Malachos. And then we'll talk about the Malachos. Why is Hotza here? Dahasam k'tani avos malachas mem chaserachas v'k'tani hotza libasof v'havi lelahaskel k'seder b'dvarim demayi be'erv shavuz v'od yom. Okay, later on in this parak we have activities that have to do with Erev Shabbos. That could be first, if you want to go in chronological order. So you can put those, lo yetzei chachayit b'machtos, labach lachashecha, ein shorin d'yom v'samamanim, all of those others. And then b'amalikin, which has to do with Erev Shabbos, and kira, which has to do with Erev Shabbos, right, which is about Shehiyah, Bameh Tomnim, Hadidu Atmanas, so all of those. And then you can have Behema, Bameh Isha. All the Prakim make sense, right, in terms of the order. You're going from Erev Shabbos and preparing beforehand. What do you put on your animal and yourself before Shabbos? That's all Erev Shabbos. Vishuv, Avos Malachas Shal Shabbos. And then you get into the Avos Malachas. V'derech Hatana L'shanos K'seder Zeh, K'mo Shematzinu B'Psachim. Just like you find in Maseches Pesachim. What's the beginning of Maseches Pesachim? Arlar Basar. You talk about Erev Pesach. You talk about when Chametz becomes Asur. Damascus below Yudalid, Vishuv be Yudalid, Vishuv Beshridas Pesachim, Shu Bein Arbayim, Viachagach Shona Meachilas Pesachim, Shu Balaila. Right? The whole parrot, the whole Masechla, until you get to the end of Arvi Pesachim. Vachain be Yoma. Maskil, first Mishnah in Yoma. You talk about Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim. It's all very, very orderly. So what's Hotza'ah doing here? Right? You have and the rest of Maseches Shabbos fits into the order. It's as if Hotza'ah is stuck here. This Mishnah is stuck here. Doesn't belong here. V'tirait says Tosfos a couple of answers. V'tirait, the Hotza'ah chaviva le'lakdume. Number one, it's very precious. It's a precious malacha to go first. Mishum to be Mishnah Zu Shaminon Kamadvarim. There are so many halachas. The Hotza'ah, the Achnasa, going out, going in. The Ani, the Ashir. Udebayakir, the Hanacha. Vishnaim Shasu, the Potrim. The other Shalad, the Chashuv, the Lokadal, the Aldalan. The other Shalad, the Maina, the Lokash, the Rabbim. There's so many halachas that have to do with Hotza'ah. So again, more than Borer. more than other. So mistama, I mean, the Tosfos must be saying, borer, just that example that I just gave, has many applications. But the yesodos of borer are simple and not so many, right? You need three. You need three, the three laws to make something mutter, right? Ochem betoch psolas, yad, and la'alter. See, three. And there are other malacha. So how many rules are there for tzoveya? How many rules are there? Hotza has many rules. So that's what maybe he's referring to here. You need akir, you need anacha, yalla shaladam. And then you have kluta kibishon chadami, and many. So hotza has many alachas, so that's very special. V'rabbeinu tamifarish, the davar shahu ragil hasha, the davar hahove ragil hasha shloshanos tchila. It's very common. One of the most common malachas. So nowadays, the Nazi would not have put Hosah first, because it's not one of the most common malachas, because most communities have an Erev, and therefore, who knows about the malach of Hosah? Right? But it's a very, very common. So it has many malachas, very common. So both of those are not what we would call fundamental, substantive answers. Although they're answers. V'chein b'mesachas baba kama, hashor v'habor v'amava v'hever. V'lo naka k'seder aparsha. Beginning of Baba Kama. V'chein mefarish rabbeinu Rav Hai, gabi dalet srichin lahodos. Right in Mesechas Brachas. V'lo naka nashas k'seder apasik. V'od, number three, mefarish rabbeinu Tam, depasach b'yitzios b'shem deboi lamemer lo yitzi achayt b'machto. One of the Erev Shabbos halachas that we're about to talk about is that a chaya, the tailor, cannot go out with his needle in his clothing. So we're going to talk, you're right, it's going in order, Erev Shabbos. But one of the Erev Shabbos halachas is about Hotzah, so you gotta know about Hotzah before you talk about the chshash of what you're supposed to do on Erev Shabbos, to prevent Hotzah. Avagav zol shana malabein, because they know said the chelim lekoves, lo amavrim shem bemet tomnim, Hotzah hotzach l'shanos tfei. Even though there are some other malachas that do the Erev Shabbos too, but Hotzah is different, and now Tosfos, in the last four words of the Tosfos says, let me give you something substantive. Mishum de malacha geruahi, kemosha afarish. It's an inferior malacha. So after saying all these things about it's a chaviv and it's a common, it's inferior. So as I'm going to explain. So what is he going to explain? You got to skip three Tosfos in. Right? Tosfos says, it's a malacha gerua. Why? Because Tosfos says a little bit later on, what do you accomplish by hotza? Right? What do you accomplish? You just, but so there you color something, and by shchita you shechted something, and by bona you built something. Hotza? I have something here and I moved it over there. That's a malacha. That's accomplished something, right? You moved it from here. There are different formulations of the Rishonim. Either you didn't accomplish anything in the Maisa, you went from here to here, A to B, or you didn't change anything in the Chefza. There's different formulations. There's an Arzarua that focuses, I think, more on the Chefza. So that's what Tosfos says a little bit later on also. Demali afuki mali ayule. The Chulin, it continues and he said malacha gerua, and that is why it is first because you might have thought that it shouldn't be a malacha, because what actually did you accomplish? You didn't really do anything, right? That's what Tosfos says also later on in the Tzadivav. What Tosfos says, beginning of Perek Hazorek, beginning of Hazorek, there it says also, the Afagav, the Gemara there asks for a pasik. What's the pasik in Chumash for Hotzah? See, Tosfos, none of the malachas have a pasik. It says, losazakom malacha. So they're all included. Right, you don't need a special pasuk. What's the Gemara asking? All of them are in the Mishkan. That's what you learn it from. Become makom. Ilav dechsiv lo havim chayvi alei. But if it wouldn't have a pasuk for hotzah, we wouldn't have included it in the malacha in the Mishkan. Lefisha malacha geruahi, because it's an inferior malacha. Right, that's Tosfos on daf sadivav and daf beis. There are even differences lahalacha. There are a number of differences lahalacha. I just mentioned one. The chayi adam. Quotes that we know there's a concept of Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos, if a Jew, all different rules, b'mezid, b'shogeg, daraisa, d'rabanan, look in the Mavo to the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, so he goes through all the details of what Maisa Shabbos. When is it, not only is it also to do malacha on Shabbos, but and I'm going to get benefit from certain malachas that were done on Shabbos. Again, depending on Jew, non-Jew, mezid, shogeg, daraisa, d'rabanan. Right, those three factors. So the Chayei Adam says maybe there's no Maisa Shabbos by the Malacha of Hotzah. The whole Isser, most Machlokes Tanan, but most hold is Durabanan. The Isser Durabanan of getting benefit from a Malacha that was done on Shabbos, which you aren't supposed to do. Not only is it also to do Malacha on Shabbos, but in certain cases you can't get benefit from that Malacha once it was done. So maybe that does not apply on to the malacha of hotzah. That's what the Chayi Adam suggests. Kala osa is in the Klal Tesas Osi Yud Aleph. Kala osa malacha and malacha the malacha daraisa derabanan. Then he says v'dafka b'davar shenase ma'isa beguf hadavar shenishtane mikemos shahaya kimevasha v'chayotzei bo. Only if something changed. Aval hamotzi mirishus l'rishus shelo nishtane hadavar mikemos shahaya. Nothing changed. In b'shogig mutra afilu lo afilu babayom v'memezer v'cholu v'ein la. Right, that's right, there's me'ikra din, there shouldn't be any ma'isa Shabbos. Then he says, maybe it should just be machra like the other malachas, but that's a suggestion. Okay, so the Mishnah, getting back to our discussion. So the Mishnah that's quoted here is that undiluted wine, k'dimi zikas hakos. How big is the cup? So Rabbi Zeir Shal, Rabbi Yoshe, Kamu, Shir, and Shalkos. Amar Leinu, Mosasim, and Amar Furish. Same Shaka V'tayah. You learn the sasum, the indefinite, from the Mefurish, the Tani Rebbe Chiya. The Rebbe Chiya says a brisa, arba kosas she'amru, yeshtan revias yayinei talki. The dalet kosas at the Seder should be a revias, altogether, a revias of Italian wine. Meaning each one should be a quarter of a revias of Italian wine. That's the shear of a kos in Tanaitic terms. Hakos mazug bakama. How about a diluted cup? How much of diluted wine must you carry out to be chaya for hotzah? Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Bibin, Mishun Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmeinu Menada, learn it from the following braisa. Mayim kidei gemiyah. How much water to carry out, which will be usur, enough, like a one gulp swallow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I'm going to change the girsa to fit it to where this comes up elsewhere, the Karban Eda quotes, kidei lishof bahem es akilar. Enough to add to some type of paste to put on your eye as a salve, as a refuah. Yayin, this means undiluted wine, kidei gemiya, according to this brisa, undiluted wine, enough to swallow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kidei mizika sakos. Right, enough to dilute, which is a quarter of a revias, as we just said. So the Gemara says, hada amra, if this brisa spoke about undiluted wine. So again, and then diluted wine, kidei mizika sakos. So explains hada amra mazug kidei mizika sakos. As the Karban Eda explains, a drinkable cup, a diluted cup, is a full revius. But if the shear of diluted wine is less than a revius, then undiluted wine would be less than a quarter of a revius, because undiluted wine always has to be a quarter of the diluted. So if it says here that the diluted is a revius, then undiluted wine must be even less than a revius. That must be the shiurim. That's what the Karban Eda quotes here. Hachi perusha kederach ben adam limzog v'hainu revius shalem v'chulu. And he continues. Kama shiurim shal kosos. Is there any lemaisa shiurim that we could use to know how big the cups have to be? Rabbi Avin Amar tatratin revia. That was a common shiur in the days of old. What does that mean for us? So we know one has to, the minimum size is a revius. A revius, what's a Malaya Lugmav, that one has to use a the minimum shear is to make Kiddush or any of the Dadakosos on Revius. That's the shear that applies throughout any Koshal Bracha. It's a Revius. And one has to drink a Rov Revius. The Kiddush has to be made on a Revius, and the amount drunk has to be a Rov Revius. We know in Hilchas Pesach, there are two higher levels of what the Kosh should have. And that is based on the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Kol HaKos and Rov Kos. Right? Those are two levels that do not apply to anywhere else in halachas of Koshal Bracha. Right? There's no din of having to drink Kol HaKos by a wedding. Nobody ever drinks Kol HaKos at a wedding, and nobody ever drinks even Rov Kos at a wedding. Right? They said, they tell stories about that guy, that chassan, that tries to drink a rove, a mali lugmav, and then afterwards he wants to sit down and say an ala gefen after the chuppah, and the Rosh Yeshiva looks at him and says, what are you doing? Right? Nobody does that. Right? It's an inappropriate chumras, and there's no such minhag. But that's by Pesach, we have those two higher levels. And why do those two higher levels? That might go to the nekuda that the Brisker Rav talks about in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah. How do we understand the nature of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Right? It starts with the Tosfos at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. Right? That's where Tosfos has the possibility. Like, we think about it, we're like, what? But the possibility, if you remember, in Arvei Pesachim, the first mission in Arvei Pesachim, And we discussed this in Imsachim. Afila, it says that you, the first Mishnah, afila benatamchi. Don't, you have to make sure the ani has wine. Don't give him less than four cups of wine. Sosva says, interesting, it says don't give him less. What about his family? Right? Low, shouldn't it be for him and his family? His whole family needs al kosas. What does it mean, low? Tosva says, mitocha lashon mashma ksas, sheinosta, so ksas, it's not a muchrach, maybe it means to him and his family. But mashma, mitocha lashon mashma ksas, sheinosta labanav l'bnei beso, ki im la'atzmo. You only give the ani. For who motzi is kulam bishalom, and he's motzi everybody, just like Friday night. Friday night, let's say one person has a cup of wine. That's it. He's motzi everybody. There is a mitzvah and a muvcha that everybody should have a taste. But that's maker did not. So it says Tosfos that it sounds like we have one cup, and then Tosfos visvarahu de maishna arba kosos mi kiddush de kalashana sheechan motzi is kulam. That is a loaded line, right? Well, what's the difference between this and kiddush? The answer is there's a huge difference between this and Kiddush. But that's what Tosfos says. Miyu gamba Kiddush emahayil kol echad miyam kos. That Tosfos, but even my Kiddush you had, everybody had their own cup based on the Gemara later on. But then he says, he goes back and forth that, Armin has to have more. But Tosfos has the possibility that only one person has the cup of wine based on the close reading of that Mishnah. And all the Mefarshim wonder, what? There's a mitzvah to drink Dalet Kosos. The mitzvah to Rabbanan, to drink Dalet Kosos. You're going to tell me that one person does Dalet Kosos? So again, that's what the Brisker Rav says. It must be that Tosfos understands that this is just patterned after Kiddush. Right? And just like there's no mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalet Kosos. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush al Hakos. And doing the mitzvahs al Hakos. And if that's true, then maybe not everybody has to drink. Again, we don't paskin that way. That's what he quotes. He quotes from his father, Reb Chaim. Shetam al devar yatosus, maishna. What do you mean, maishna? Hasa ma mitzvah hi abracha. Vizeo ikra kiddush. Ubaze ave dina deshamea ka'ona. Avo barba kosos, halo ikra mitzvah hi ashtiya shal dalar kosos. Demai shayach lahotzibaz. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. So he says, vochiach mize must be tosus holds. Degam barba kosos, ein ikra mitzvah bishtiya sa kosos, raksha abrachos, sha'ala kosos. Vavi mamish dugma sa kiddush, tekala shana vachala kosos, shel bracha. Vachulu. But this is the big issue. So one of the other nafkaminas is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. We paskin based on the Gemara, Kalakos and Rovkos. Those are two levels that are above any regular kosher bracha. So therefore, it seems like it the din is a ma'isa shtia and the like. So again, if it's a regular kosher bracha din, then it's much more relatable and parallel to the other kosos. I think we mentioned then when we spoke about this in the beginning of Psachim. Remember, the Gemara there quotes many different sources why we have dalet kosos. What's the remez for dalet kosos in the Torah and Tanakh? So we have the four lashonos of Geulo, which is the more famous, and four times it says the word kos in the Yosef story with the Sar HaMashkim, and the four kosos of Puranus that are enemies, and the four kosos of Nechama that we're going to have, and the like. So we mentioned that the Bavli has no such question. The Bavli doesn't ask, what's the source for kosos, the four kosos? Just the Yerushalmi, right? So why, what? It's such a famous Chazal, Rashi and the Rashbam all quote it, and we all know the Dalet Lashonos. Why doesn't the Bavli even ask the question? So again, if these dalet kosos are just kosos shal bracha, they're four kosos shal bracha instead of one, then maybe you don't need a source. It's just four kosos shal bracha instead of just one. But if it's a special din of shtiyas dalet kosos, of something very different than the other kosos shal bracha, then it for sure would need at least a remez, a makar. Okay. Lot more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, kamashir chakosos, we just did that. Mahu lishtosa mekrach echad. What happens if you drink it all at once? And again, if this sounds familiar, we just had this in Maseches Psachim. Could you drink it at once? What does krach echad mean? So if you look in Rashi there, if you look in the Mefarshim here, quote the Machlokas, you go to Marafolda here, he quotes the Machlokas, Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi quotes, if you poured all four cups into one big cup and then you drank that, are you yotze? And the Rashbam, his grandson, says, what? That's one cup. Doesn't matter how big the cup is. It could be a huge. So maybe Rashi would say, well, first you made it into four cups. And then just for drinking purposes, you poured it into one cup. So that's the Havamina. And the Gemara's Maskana seems to be, it works. right? But we're not passing that way, but the Gemara is maskana here. But the Rashbam and the other Rishonim say, no, it means if you drunk one after another without talking in the middle, without the everything that you're supposed to do with the brachas. So what happens? So mida amar meir amar Rabbi Yochanan. Well, based on what Rabbi Meir says about Rabbi Yochanan, halel im sham beis haknesses yatzah. Let's say somebody doesn't really know halel by heart, so he knows this halel and he doesn't have a haggadah. So he knows later on he's gonna have to say haggadah halel at the seder, but he doesn't really know it by heart. So you know what? I'll piggyback. I'll hear halel in shul on Pesach night. I'll listen closely. I'll say, I'll be yotzei my halel there. Does that work? Rabbi Yochanan says yes, it works. 1 second. So if that's true, that you were yotzei your halel, so then maybe there's nothing being said between Kos 3 and Kos 4, right? Because that's supposed to be the halel. And if there's no halel there, so then I'll be drinking them one right after another. So you Rabbi Yochanan says it works. So it must be you could drink them one after another. Right? Hada amrim shasa mikrach echad yasa. It must be that if you say it all at once, if you drank them all at once, you are yotze. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Ayin Beis, Sifches, Sarech Lishtos Arba Kosos Al Haseder. V'im Shasan Zeachar Zeh, Shalok Haseder, Lo Yatsa. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says if you drink them one after another, Al Haseder, meaning Mishnah Brura, She Yomar HaHagada Bein Taim. You have to say everything in between. And if you drank them zechar zeh, v'kal shekein, says the Mishnah Brura, im shavchan kulam b'kos echad, v'shazan lo yatsa, for sure, if you did like Rashi's suggestion. If you pour them into one cup, one is not yotze. And the Prima Gadim says, afilu hifsik b'intayim, v'yamar hagada nami, lo yatsa, ta'ar b'kosas b'inan. Right? Even if you were mafsik in the drinking of the four, but if it's all in one cup, you're not yotze. Says the Bir Halacha here, wonders, Bir Halacha says, Ayn Magen Avram, the Kaseder, as the Mishnah Berurah just quoted, the Kaseder Mikrik Shomer Ha'agada Bein Tayim, V'umidivir Rashbam, that's what it means, Shalok, you have to see what I'm going to say, you have to take the Ha'agada in between. U'mashmo L'chora, the Kishalo Amar Ha'agada Bein Tayim, Afilu Shah Bein Kos L'Kos, Mikri Shalok Kaseder De Lo Yatsa. Even if you took a break in between each cup, if you didn't say the Ha'agada, if you didn't say what you're supposed to say in between, right, for these brachas, benching, and so then you're not Yotzei. From the Gemara, it sounds like it's just a time issue, says the Bir Halacha. Sounds a time issue. The Lekha Kvederach Kishisha Osam Bebasachas. Avalam Shoah Bein Tayim Avadai Os Avar Isser. Mashallah Hismich Amiris Agada Lachol Kos. Kimoshi Tikno Chachamim Kamaka B'dievelo Hifsin Abrachas. But he says you should be Machmir. Bir Halacha says it shouldn't just be a break. You should make sure to say, where did this come up? Let's say, again, this came up, if there's a chayal and it only has like 10 minutes to do the Seder. You know what? I'll drink all my cups now, and then later on I'll say the Haggadah. Right? Does that work? If I just want to drink it, well, so what if I have a 5-minute break between each one? I don't bring it all at once. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's case here. What about not doing the Haggadah in between, even if you can have a break in between? So, lechadchila we try, but again, obviously, if somebody's ba'ones, ba'ones. And then he says, this happens sometimes, that women are preparing the meal, and they're inside the kitchen, and then they skip a bunch of the, and then they come back and just drink the next cup. Right? They should machmid to say the important things. You have to say every word, it's on different levels. Would it be called Alaseder? So again, that's careful. We have to announce, what a quote unquote the more important, significant part to make sure that we are Yotzei Lachaladeus. Okay. Maulish Toston Bepiskin. Can one be Yotzei Piskin? What's Piskin? Little by little, taking sips, and not drinking it in one gulp. So the Gemara says, we'll have a question about the Girsa here. And if you remember back in Sachem, we had two opposite ways of understanding the next line of the Gemara. Klum amru sheyishte. Let's get the next three words. V'lo yishtaker. What? There's a mitzvah to drink. We'll read it one way. Like the Karban Eidah does. There's a mitzvah to get drunk. There's a mitzvah to drink. V'lo yishtaker. M'shachas abibizkin. Afu emin yishtaker. If you drink it sip by sip, then you're not going to get drunk. So it's fine. Right? The point isn't to get drunk. It's just to drink. And therefore, there is no mitzvah to get drunk, says the Tiklan Chadatin here. Takanas chachamim rak sheyishte. V'ratzu shalo yishtaker. And they wanted you not to get drunk. And he quotes an extra line from this Gemara that does not appear here, where it says that you're allowed to drink wine between the second and the third cup. But you're not allowed to drink wine between the third and the fourth cup. Why? So Gemara there explained, between the second and the third cup, you're having your meal. So having wine with your meal is not going to make you drunk. But after the meal, between the third and the fourth cup, you're not eating anymore. So you're not going to have wine there because then you might end up getting drunk. So the way that you read this Gemara is, right, you're not going to be misaker, so it's good. We had another way to read the Gemara, if you remember, then where somebody says, well, of course, don't you need wine that is possible to make you a little, you know, heavy with alcoholic content? And this won't. So you read it rhetorically. So question how to read it, but that's we'll read it how the Tiklan Chazitin reads it here as well. Ma'u lasis b'yanchel shviyas, can you be yotze with Shemitah wine? And again, all the Mefarshim wonder, which we quoted then also, why not? What's wrong with Shemitah wine? What's wrong with Shemitah wine? The Ramban says it's even a mitzvah to drink Shemitah wine. So all the Mefarshim, the Achronim, try to get into the act. The Karbat Eda here says, well, maybe it's like matzah, that you need lachem. And Shviyas, the Shemitah wine, is not called yours. Right? Kiva delo karina be lachem. Chazak adaitach arba kosos bina lachem kemo matzah. Just like matzah needs lachem. So to Dalad Kosos, question. Most Mefarshim say, the Pnei Moshe here and the Tukten Chazitin here say, the question is, using Shemitah wine after the time for Bi'ur, right? After the time that you're supposed to get it out of your house. Remember, we had a Machlokas, Ramam, Ramban, Ravid. What exactly is the mitzvah of Bi'ur Maisris? We know it's a Din Daraisa, we just don't know what it means. So the Ramban, which is what we paskin, Ramban says, Bi'ur means to be mafkirit. Somebody has Shemitah produce or wine, at the time that it's no longer available out in the field to the animals, you have to put it outside, be mafkarit, you're allowed to be reconated after a couple of minutes. But that, the Rambam says, beer means to destroy. Machlokas. But what, can you use Shemitah wine? So that's the question here. Look in the Tiklan Chavatin. He quotes the different sides of the, Safik. The Yayin shall Shvias Asur Lehenospo. She gives on a beer. You're not allowed to get an off from it. Elatzorach Lafkiro, you have to be mafkarit. Ach the Yishlomer, but maybe, Mitzvah Slav Lehenosinu. So maybe you could use it for Dalat Kosos because mitzvahs aren't defined by their hana, like you're allowed to use a lulav that you're mudur hana from and shofar. By mitzvah dechayvo afa anilim kerksusa b'shul Dalat Kosos. V'chein l'nashim, this is a mitzvah, but you might say it's a mitzvah that you get physical benefit from, right? So maybe remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Even if I'm mudur hana from a city and I'm allowed to use their lulavs and their esrogs, but I can't jump in their mikvahs in the summer because that's physical enjoyment and benefit. It cools me off. I could use their mikvahs in the winter, but not in the summer, because, so maybe that's part of it also. But that's the question. Could you use Shemitah wine? In any case, the answer is yes. Tana, Rav Oshia, Yotzim, Yayin Shel Shviyas. Whatever the question was, the answer is, it's allowed. We quoted some other answers, shot them then, but feel free to listen to that that year. Ma'olah says, but kuntidon, can one use kuntidon, some type of sweetened wine? Mitani bar kabara. Conti don kiyayin. Sitz bar kabara says, yeah, we treat it like wine for a bori paragafen. Hadam reyosim yan conti don. Yeah, you could use it. Ma'alot says behind mizukin. Can use diluted wine. Mitatani Rebbe Chiya. Arba kosa sha'amar yosim ben meyichayim ben mizukin. Right, Rebbe Chiya says that the four cups of wine, four cups of dalat kosas, you could use, undiluted or diluted. It can't be totally undiluted, which is not drinkable. But, you know, pretty strong. Ubavachi heban tam marayin. As long as it still tastes and looks like wine, one can use it. Am Rabbi Yirmiyah. Mitzvah lasis b'yayin adom. It's best to use red wine. Shenamar, so you might have said, because zecher to the dam. So that's one of the reasons the post can give. But they quote this pasuk. Shenamar altera yayin ki is adom ki itin because eno. But Gomer says, ultimate wine is red. The Ramban is very harif about this. You have to use red wine. You can't use white wine for Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Hilchos Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch says, we're mekel, right? One could use white wine, especially if one likes white wine better. But that is the idea, as we know, L'chad Chila wants to use red wine on Pesach, based on this Pasuk, and also Zecher to the Dam. Remember the Taz says in the, and in Tachvatat, when he lived in the 1600s, he says, we don't use red wine because of all the blood libels and the problems that the guy make for us. So we use white wine and we could be mekel on that. On that chumr lachadchila. Tani, mevushal kimetubo. How much cooked wine, which they used to use for spicing, for flavoring, I should say, how much do you have to carry out on Shabbos? Kimetubo, whatever you usually use to spice a dish, that's as much yain mevushal. Ma'olah says, yain mevushal, can you use yain mevushal to be yotze your mitzvah with? Again, the Rambam is known. Rambam says you can't use yain mevushal for Kiddush. Kiddush for Kiddush, or for any of the right for the mitzvahs of Dalakosas. Why? Because the Rambam reads a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim with Baba Basra, where the Gemara says that you have to use wine for Kiddush that's roy lanasech al gabi amizbeach, wine that's usable for it to be nesachim on the mizbeach. So what is that excluding? So the Rambam says mavusho. Other Rishonim say it's excluding a bad, disgusting, smelly wine. Doesn't mean dafka mavushal. That's the Rambam Shita. So there are those that try to be makbid for the Rambam. Most Rishonim do not say like the Rambam. Most Rishonim say that you don't need yai mavushal. And sometimes if there are non-Jews around in the house, that it could be a chumr dasa l'dekula, if they're going to touch the non-mavushal wine. That's why it might be safer to have mavushal wine. But that's about, can you use yai mavushal? Am Rabbi Yonah, Yosef yai mavushal? Yes. So Rabbi Yonah says you can be yotze with yayin mevushal. You see in the Ein Mishpat under the Os Hey, so he always quotes the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, right, where the halacha is. So look, hey, Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't quote the Rambam because the Rambam does not hold this. Rambam doesn't hold that you can use yayin mevushal. Okay, Rabbi Yonah, letamei, Rabbi Yonah is l'shitas so that you can use yayin mevushal. To Rabbi Yonah, ka'ad avi shasi arba katsi de pischa, because when Rabbi Yonah used to drink the four cups of wine, havi chizuk reishi adatzarta, he had headaches till shvuas. So you see that you could use yayin mevushal. Why? Because yayin mevushal is less strong. So you see, he had headaches. So for sure, he would be one that would say, better not to, you know, get the headaches and use yayin mevushal. But once we spoke about somebody who had headaches till shvuas, so we also quoted Rabbi Huda bar Eloi, kana vishasi arba kasi de pischa v'chazuk reishi ad chaga. He had headaches till sukkis. Right? And that's what you remember the quote b'shem Reb Moshe. So maybe why they have headaches? It must be that you have to use some type of wine that has alcoholic content and not pure grape juice. But even Reb Moshe would say that you can mix in a little wine with grape juice. Okay. Chamise, and we'll end with this story that you remember. Chamise chada matronisa apun nehirin. One time, a certain woman saw that Reb Yehuda bar Eloi's face was shining. Amr saba saba chada mani tlas milin ispacha. One of three things will, I know, must be that makes your face shine. Oh, the shasi chamraat, either you're an alcoholic. Oh, the malvi baribis, or you lend money with interest, which is a very profitable trade. At oh magada chaziriat, or you raise swine, right? You raise pigs, which must have been very lucrative also. So Amar La says Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi back to her, tipach rucha dahi itza. You should be cursed. Why? The chadimi leitlas mili less be none of those. You're wrong. Ella ufini shchiachli. I just had a great learning session. The haching siv chachmas adam ta'ir panav. So lady, sorry, but you're wrong. Okay, we'll stop here. Torah makes you shine. Hopefully after the shiur, we're all shining. We'll stop here. Sorry.